With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So I got a story that if you have one of those medical cards that you're allowed to do drugs,
yeah,
make sure the drug you're doing is the one covered by the card.
Good tip.
Yeah.
Let's see. My guy breaks into a tire store, and unfortunately, the tires fought back.
Oh, my God.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
Good old Nathaniel King in Cartersville, Georgia. He's supposed to be like a career criminal.
Okay.
This time around, he decided to break into a tire store, but as Nathaniel was trying to steal the tires, unfortunately for him, he got trapped. A whole pile of them kind of tipped over and right on top of him, and now he's trapped underneath a pile of tires.
I don't want to interject too much into your story,
sure,
but I feel like this is a fantasy for you.
Vulcanized rubber.
If you don't know, Steve, if you're a woman trying to find your way into Steve's heart, and everybody's tried everything, they've tried cooking for him, they've tried everything,
right,
why don't you wear a tire on a date?
Dude, I love the smell of vulcanized
rubber. That's the way you want to die, is under a tire pile.
Thank you. Yes, just roll me up in tires.
So he's being crushed under the weight,
yes,
of some 75R14s.
Look at you go, and he can't free himself.
Oh,
so
boy.
So he has no choice. He has to pull out his cell phone. He has to call 911.
Oh,
and say, hi,
no.
I'm here trying to steal tires at the tire store, and this rack fell over and it's trying to kill me. He was arrested for breaking and entering.
Nice going.
That. Yes.
Yeah. You're a big secondary black market for tires.
For big tires.
I just feel like
what an idiot.
You're going to break in. Right, it's right next to a jewelry store. I'm breaking into this one. Because why wouldn't I? I got a person in Florida! So she got pulled over. Apparently she was driving erratically in some way, shape, or form. When they pulled her over, they smelled weed coming from her car. And
uh-oh,
she said, you can't do anything about it because I have my medical weed card.
Oh, cool.
Which she pulled out her weed card. And then as she picked up her sweatshirt that had the weed card in it, a crack pipe fell out.
Oh, no, not the...
Yeah, and then she was like, well, good thing my crack rocks didn't fall out,
oh,
which they found a half dozen crack
Jeez.
Rocks underneath one of the seats.
Oh, my God.
Wait, in Florida, your medical marijuana card covers you for the pot, not for the crack. Also, you can't smoke it and then drive your car. She's
yeah.
going to the pokey for a bit.
Good.
Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.